right now. We're going to check in with Sally, who is about to tackle some Hardy board shingles from the James Hardy Company. Sally, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, the fiber cement has certainly been a big, big part of remodeling and building over the last few years. A lot of people are realizing that some of the great advantages of using fiber cement. So tell us a little bit about what you're about to embark on.
So we actually are, my husband and I are remodeling a house right now, and we've stripped all of the vinyl siding off the house, and we were going to put cedar shakes on, but we found Hardy board shingles under half the house that are in great condition already, so we're not sure why they put vinyl on top, but we're going to try to match the shingles on the front of the house so that we can paint everything and it'll look uniform.
That's a great idea, and I agree with you. Why in the world would they cover up Hardy board, which is a very, very durable material, and really, I think, would be considered more valuable on the home than a traditional vinyl? So that's I bet that was quite a surprise you found.
Yes, it was kind of like hitting the jackpot. But so there's one issue we have with having to pull the nails out from the vinyl that are in the Hardy board, and we're not sure exactly how to fill those in before we paint over the Hardy board we have, and I guess just pressure wash and then actually installing the new Hardy board.
Sally, I'm surprised that the Hardy board didn't crack where they're driving nails into it. Because there are a lot of nails, right, to hang that vinyl siding. There are probably quite a few nails.
Yeah. There are quite a few nails, and it's big holes that are left in it. But It's in all perfect condition.
Well, I tell you, you can fill those with a good quality. Well, first of all, when you remove the rest of the nails, you'll just want to be real, real careful that you don't crack any of that. So you can like take a piece of like 1x6 next to your hammer or your crowbar when you're pulling those out.
Right.
And then you can fill the holes up with a good quality exterior wood patch. And might have to do a touch of sanding there, here and there.
Or even Bondo. They're going to be painting.
Yeah, you can use a automobile body filler, commonly called Bondo, is an epoxy filler. That's also a very easy way to fill those holes. But in terms of, so you're going to have to add some additional Hardy board shingles or shakes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, pretty easy, Joe. I'll tell you, I know we talked a few weeks ago about some of the fiber cement, particularly James Hardy brand.
Right.
And
They
got a pretty good website there with all the instructions on how they recommend. Of course, that's generally set up for new construction, but I'm sure that'd probably be pretty helpful for Sally.
Yeah, I think that's where I would send you at this point. But Sally, the Hardy shingles, as you probably know, come in, I think they're 16-inch wide by 48-inch long, so it goes up pretty quickly, as opposed to the traditional wood shingles, you're putting up one at a time.
Right.
And you will find areas where you might have to put in an individual shingle, so just know that you can buy, for smaller coverage areas, you can buy individual shingles that come in various widths. I think they come in like 5 or 6 different widths, from about 4 inches up to 10 inches or so. So you can fill in.
Okay.
You have to start with what's known as a starter strip, just like traditional siding. So you have to put down at the bottom. And then you basically just follow the instructions. You have to cut it, so you stagger the joints. I don't remember exactly how far you have to stagger them, but as Danny referred, if you went to jameshardy.com/shingles or something like that, they print all their instruction manuals right there. And that'll give you a really good idea. It's basically what comes with the shingles when you buy it.
Okay.
Only instead of being printed in a pamphlet, it's online. So read all of that. You have to leave like an 1/8-inch gap between the ends of the siding or the shingles and any trim boards, corner boards, that kind of thing. And other than that, they do make staggered or straight. You're probably going to be more interested in the straight course shingles, I think, because those are more popular.
Yes.
And you can order them painted, right? Do you know what you're going to do as far as the finish goes?
Well, I think we're going to do the primed Hardy board so that we can paint it all one color.
So you paint it yourself.
Match our screen porch to it.
Good. Well, I would recommend painting it before you put it up. It'll save you a ton of work.
Oh.
And it's a lot easier and neater. Set up some sawhorses with some plywood or whatever and turn the radio on, listen to a ball game, and paint. That's what I'd highly recommend.
Before you hang it.
This way, once you nail it up, you only have to touch it up.
Okay.
And if it's a rainy day, you can take it into the garage or whatever. So I always recommend painting any exterior wood or siding or anything prior to putting it up. It'll save you so much time, you won't even believe it.
Awesome.
And keep you off the ladder, with your paintbrush.
Yes. Is there a certain paint you would recommend for this?
Well, I've talked about it before. I always let price be an indicator of quality because most paint companies have like a good, better, best.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to buy the very best paint you can afford. I've had great luck with Benjamin Moore, who made
as good
a paint as anybody. But as long as you're making a high quality, a high quality exterior grade, 100% acrylic latex paint, and you apply it to a nice clean surface, a great thing about fiber cement is there's almost nothing that accepts paint better. I mean, it really just grips tenaciously and it wears forever.
And it'll last. It'll stay on there a long time as well.
Right. Awesome.
Send us a photo when you're done. I'd love to see what this looks like.
I will. I can send before and after pictures.
Excellent. Well, great, Sally. Glad we were able to chat with you a little bit and hope we've been able to provide you some information you can use. And best of luck to you on that.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
Okay. You as well.
Imagine that, pulling off vinyl and finding fiber.
Yeah, that's different.
That's like pulling up carpeting and finding hardware.
Right, I know. That is a nice little thing there.